Good morning. This is Ian Hoyer with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on January 3rd at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Grizzly Outfitters and Spark R&D. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. A trace to an inch of new snow fell since yesterday morning. West and southwest winds are 20 to 30 miles an hour, with gusts up to 40 miles an hour near Bozeman and Big Sky. Near West Yellowstone and Cook City, winds are 10 miles an hour, with gusts to 30. Temperatures are in the teens to low 20s this morning and will rise into the 20s and low 30s today. Scattered showers will bring a dusting to 2 inches of new snow by tomorrow morning, with winds staying steady. Triggering a large avalanche is likely today near Bozeman and in the northern Madison Range, particularly on wind-loaded slopes near ridgelines. While snowfall tapered off yesterday near Bozeman and Big Sky, strong west winds continued with gusts up to 40 miles an hour. With around a foot of recent snow available for transport, dense drifts of wind-deposited snow continued to build and get deeper. This continued loading means the snowpack hasn't had a chance to catch its breath yet. Avoid steep slopes and give it time to adjust. Slides will break in the new snow, but also could break on weak layers deeper in the snowpack if you get unlucky. The avalanche danger is rated considerable today. The southern mountains got a little less snow, but it fell onto a weaker snowpack. Triggering large avalanches breaking near the ground is the primary concern. On Wednesday, Doug and Dave found the weak, sugary snow at the ground, struggling to support the new snow at Bacon Rind. With these widespread weak layers, you can trigger an avalanche from flat ground beneath a steep slope. Give steep slopes and the runout zones beneath them a wide berth while the snowpack adjusts to this new load. For today, the avalanche danger is rated considerable on all slopes in the Southern Madison Range, Southern Gallatin Range, and Lionhead area near West Yellowstone. The mountains near Cook City have multiple avalanche concerns, but for today, the strategy to deal with them all is simple. Avoid steep slopes. While the storm generally brought a foot of new snow to the mountains around Cook City, yesterday I found some areas with closer to 2 feet of snow with deeper drifts. These drifts were cracking, and a number of small avalanches were seen in the new snow. If that's not enough to keep you off steep slopes, there's also the possibility of avalanches breaking near the ground. Slopes that stayed shallow through the early season have weak snow at the ground that just got a big load put on top. Human-triggered avalanches are likely, and the avalanche danger is rated considerable near Cook City. If you get out, please send us your observations. You can fill out an observation form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 406-587-6984.